Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
Like, we gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
Whoa. Hello. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And this is the beginning of our winter warmer land month. So,
don't you just love saying that?
Winter warmer land.
Makes you feel all fuzzy inside.
Yeah. So, all the shows this month are going to be nothing but winter warmers and those type beers. So, on today's show,
wintery related.
Yeah, wintery.
Wintry.
So, on today's show, we will be trying Rogue's Santa's Private Reserve in our fermentation conversation.
Sounds special.
And we're not going to do our BTV this week. But yeah. Instead, we're going to go back and do some hot topics. Been a few weeks since we've done some hot topics. We got an interesting one today. And in our tasting flights, Chris.
What are you going to say, Mike?
I just wanted Crazy Dave to know here in the intro that our hot topic is actually from wine enthusiasts this week, yeah. So he'll be very excited about that.
Yes. Chris, so, what are you trying today?
For my tasting flight this week, I am going to try the Shiner Holiday Cheer.
Oh,
yay.
Sounds so happy.
Go holiday!
Shiny, happy...
Give me an H.
Mike, what are you trying?
I'm going to try Cisco Brewer's Santa's Beard.
Beard.
Yes, B-E-E. B-E-E? Yeah, B-E-E-R-E-D. Exclamation point.
All right. And I'll be trying Widmer Brothers Barrel Aged Bourbon.
Oh. These guys are so cold. Clever.
Yeah. Then, of course, we got our tweet of the week after that and some backwash. And then last call. You guys ready to drink?
Yes, I am.
You ready to drink the drink?
Santa's privates?
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. Gonna drink some beer, yeah. Since the fermentation conversation, yeah. Thank you, Newport, Oregon.
Just in the nick of time.
Okay.
Saint Nick of Time.
Thank you.
All right, so this is Saint. This is Santa's Private Reserve Ale from Rogue Brewing Company Rogue Ales out of Newport, Oregon. Style is a red ale. You can find them on the internet at rogue.com, R-O-G-U-E. This comes in at 6.00% ABV.
Ooh, double O.
With 65 IBUs.
Ooh.
Well, actually, I want to say real quick about the ABV. I couldn't find the ABV actually on the bottle or on their website. So Rate Beer and Beer Advocate both say 6.00%. So there you go. The ingredients they use. The hops are Chinook and Rogue Farm Revolution and Freedom hops.
Freedom!
The malts they use.
Freedom.
The malts are... Karastan 30 through 37 and 13 through 17, Crystal 70 through 80, and get this, damn, Rogue's Micro Barley Farm Dare, which is trademarked, and Risk, which is also trademarked.
Wow.
And the yeast they use is not trademarked, but you'd think it was, but it's their Pac-Man yeast. And, of course, the free-range coastal water. Go ahead and crack them, fellas.
Set your water free.
It's so funny. I was just watching a movie about the future of food. Whoa! Got an overflow here.
That's my job.
I was watching the show. I know, seriously. And they were talking about how some companies have trademarked living things, and it's really not, or put patents on living things.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, like seeds and plants and stuff. Which
The soybeans and stuff like that.
Santa's privates smell good.
Rate Beer gave this a 93 out of 100 with a 99 to style in the amber red category. Beer Advocate users with a B+. The Bros give it an A-. An 88 from tastings.com, and the new Hoptopia gives it an 89 out of 100.
What are you doing?
my stats possible. Just keep getting longer and longer. So I've got about a finger and a half.
Same here.
Yeah.
Of off-white,
me too.
Frothy head sticking around.
Yep.
It's bordering on amber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
getting towards the red.
It's almost a pink.
Almost red.
There's even like some pink in it. You know what I mean?
It's not very red. Mine's not anyway. Or maybe I'm just
It's kind of getting. You know what I mean? Though it's kind of in the spectrum. It's kind of leaning towards red. If it was a little bit darker.
Yeah, it's like a peachish, like a red peach. I don't know. Ooh. That's just me. On the news,
okay,
Chris.
Caramelly hoppiness.
Nice and hoppy.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that stinky malt.
A little bit of apple in there.
I like the smell. Whatever hops they used for the aroma, I really
like this.
Yeah.
Get some substance to it.
Oh, yeah. Sip it.
Getting some herbaliness,
cheers,
too.
Gentlemen.
Cheers.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Pretty spicy. Spicy and dry.
I'm getting a...
very.
I think I just got a sprig of juniper in my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very piney and yeah.
It's it kind of reminds me of a Yule Smith a little bit, where it's got that that really good hop character, but it's got this something rich and spicy in there as well.
Yeah.
And it finishes nice and dry.
It finishes really thin and dry.
I mean
on the nose, it seems like you might get some stickiness or some like thickness to it, but it's not. It's
it's very thin, very dry,
hoppy.
Not much aftertaste at all.
Yeah,
I think the carbonation kind of fools your tongue a little bit too. So you know, it's like carbonation kind of hits all of your tongue, and it kind of makes it feel kind of like it thins out like instantly. But you get all the flavor in the sip. It's just quicker than I want it to be. Like I want it to be a much more, slow kind of flavorful taste. Yeah.
What would you guys pair this with?
Christmas tree.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with duck on this.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something gamey.
Yeah. I don't know. It's.
I was thinking more herby, something along the lines of like a really good herb crusted prime rib.
Why can't you have an herbal duck?
An herbal duck, yeah.
I am enjoying it. I can say that. I want more every time I sip, but...
Yep.
And
I agree.
I mean, I don't know if that's on purpose to kind of give you that quick kind of flavor and dry it out right away.
Yeah.
But it's working for me.
It's tasty. You know, it's funny you mention Yule Smith because... I think Beer Advocate, you know how they always list their top examples?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So under the American Red, like the third example is Yule Smith.
Oh.
Wow. About that. Mike's thinking like an Ahlstrom.
About that.
There you go.
Who would have thunk it?
So that is Santa's Private Reserve Ale from Rogue Ales out of Newport, Oregon. Stay tuned for our pint ratings in Last Call.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
All right, welcome back to our Hop Topics segment.
And long this time week, no see, Mr. Hop are... Tibby.
Yeah.
We We've got been this so story from
Beer TV. We forgot all about yeah. our Hop Topic.
We've been so busy writing love letters to Sam Calagione.
Yeah. Yes.
So this comes from craftbeer.com. They posted this story on the 6th of December this year. It says wine enthusiasts announces top 25 beers of 2010. So I thought it was pretty interesting that Wine Enthusiast magazine had this story about beer. So I thought it was pretty cool. And it's when I was reading from their website about it, they were so like nonchalant about the fact that it was beer. They didn't say anything like, you know, we want to apologize to our wine lovers or whatever. It was just very just like, okay, so here it is. These yeah. great beers, blah, blah, blah. Right. And a lot of them are from this country and everything. But if you want to check it out, you can go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, and we'll have it right there. And you can go directly to the Wine Enthusiast website and check it out and see the whole list. So we're just going to kind of run through a few of the top 25 that we've actually tried or we're excited about trying, and I'll throw it to Chris.
So yeah, out of these 25, I think I've tried three of them. I've tried the Victory Prima Pils, the Stone Imperial Russian Stout, obviously, and the Alaskan Brewing Smoked Porter.
How did I miss the Stone?
The 2009.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a bottle of that right now, the 2009 Alaskan Smoke Porter, and that came in at number 10.
Nice. Yeah, and the Victory Prima Pils at 6 and Russian Imperial Stout at 9. I meant to get a bottle of the Deschutes Hop in the Dark and just didn't get it in time. It was gone by the time I got there.
Oh, you got to get that.
Because I was going to do that as part of our dark show that we did a while back, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Didn't you do that for a tasting flight, Toby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Cool beans. Yeah, there's a lot of good beers on here. I've tried, you know, Fuller's London Pride quite a few times in different English pubs. Smutty Nose, the Big Beer series, the Scotch Ale. That was good. I wanted to mention the Samuel Smith's Yorkshire Stingo. That was, remember I did the St. Boltofstown from Pretty Things?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of like his inspiration. Like, trying that beer was kind of his inspiration for doing that brew.
Wow.
And I thought that was kind of cool.
Cool.
Stone Imperial Russian Stout. I've obviously had that. Victory Prima Pils. Southern Tier Mocha Imperial. And Allagash Black. I think that's all that I've tried on that list as well.
You've had that?
Allagash Black? Yeah. It's like on tap, some, you know, local places around here.
That's cool. Allagash Black made number one.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I've never
heard
of it.
Allagash. They're kind of, I don't know, what's a West Coast that really focuses on Belgian styles? I used to say that Allagash was kind of the East Coast version of...
Well, like New Belgium.
I don't know.
They're not really East Coast, but yeah. New Belgium focuses on...
But they're definitely a...
Is it Alesmith?
You know,
Alesmith doesn't really focus on Belgians.
No, they don't necessarily focus. They do a lot of Belgians, but yeah. Anyway, I think that Allagash does a really good job with
Lost Abbey.
The Belgian beers, for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of good beers. Yeah.
Lost Abbey's number 11.
Is it? Oh, the Angel Share. I see that all the time, and I always want to pick it up, and I never pick it up. The Angel Share. There's a lot of tasty-looking beverages here.
Yeah, I've had the Hop in the Dark from Deschutes. I've had the Victory. No, I haven't had the Prima Pils.
So it's like one of the best pilsners
ever.
Mainly because it doesn't really taste like a pilsner. like an
IPA. I've had the Fuller's London Pride. That came in at number 20. I've had the Trumer Pills. That's at 21. And it's pretty cool that Telegraph is in there because they're really small, and I can't remember where they're from. I mean, they're out of California, but...
yeah, even that. I think they don't, it's either Central California. They just say California. They
don't even, yeah. But I know that the Blue Palms in Hollywood, they always have them on tap, and I think that they know those guys at Telegraph or something. Anyway. So, yeah. If you want to check out the entire list and compare your beers that you've tried with theirs, and if you agree with them or not, go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, and then you'll see our little wine enthusiast top 25 beers.
Yes. One more thing. This coincidentally is the Beer Coasters Christmas list for all you listeners. So if you click on it,
yes,
and you want to pick anything and send it to us, you can do that as well.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly. Thanks for joining us in our Hop Topics segment.
No, thank you.
Chris.
No, thank you.
Chris, you ready to drink some beer?
Yeah.
All right. Let me untwist your arm.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Thank you, Texas. Yeah, so for my beer this week, this is Chris in Dallas, Texas.
What's up?
I am trying Texas beer out of Shiner, nice. Texas, actually. This is the Shiner Holiday Cheer from Spotsel Brewery.
Spotsel.
Their website is www.shiner.com. The style of this beer is a Dunkelweizen / fruit beer.
Oh.
Can you
fruity dunkel
hear the excitement in my voice?
Well, at least it's not pecans.
You're right. At least it's not pecans. So the ingredients in this beer...
But wait a minute.
Peaches and pecans.
Awesome.
ABV of 5.4%, IBUs 22. Like I said, the ingredients are Texas peaches and pecans. Rating of 51 out of 100. So not horrible. Beer Advocate users give it a B. Wow. And the Ahlstrom brothers give it a B.
Wow. So, impressive.
Gonna crack it.
All right, Chris. Couple of bees.
Here come the pecans.
Good on you, mate, for trying pecans again in any beer.
I know.
Ever again.
So, on the pour, I get about a finger of head. Fairly bubbly, not very fluffy, so it's dissipating rather quickly. Very clear, kind of reddish brown color.
I think they condemn any beer that has a fluffy head in Texas.
Yeah. No fluff in Texas.
No fluffy heads.
Ain't need no fluffy beers. Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
So on the
care
nose.
If you call it ale.
Peachy. Yep. Peachy.
Peaches and nuts.
Yeah.
Peachy keen.
I don't get a lot of nut, but I definitely get peach. And not much else.
Millions of peaches. Peaches
for me. Peaches for me. Yeah. So, I think I'll take a sip peaches on my peaches song. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Look out! Taking a sip, yeah! Oh, he's going for another sip. He didn't tell you that he just took a second sip, ladies and gentlemen.
It's actually not bad. If it's very, very peachy. A little bit of citrus. I don't taste the pecans much.
That's such a southern thing to be a holiday beer and do peaches. And
Yeah.
It's got a very sweet, peachy flavor. Mixed with the maltiness, it's actually not bad.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not completely opposed to all fruit beers, but every once in a while you get a decent one.
I don't know if I'd consider this. It feels more like a fall beer to me than a winter beer.
What kind of maltiness does it have? Like,
it's more of a biscuity malt.
Yeah. It's not like caramely or.
No, it's not caramely or roasty or toasty at all. It's more of a biscuity kind of flowery type malt.
Peaches and biscuits.
Actually, yeah, you know what? That's actually a good description. Like a biscuit with like some peach jam on it.
Oh, there you go.
That's actually a pretty good description of this beer.
Preserves.
Nice. I like the sound of that. Some marmalade? No, that's orange.
Do they say that in Texas? Do they say marmalade or marmalade?
I don't know. But yeah, it's like I said, it's not a very complex beer by any means. There's not much else there other than the peach. I know they say they got pecans in here, but I'm not really feeling the pecans. And you know how much I like to feel up the pecans, so.
Yeah. Insert nut joke here.
I did.
That's what that was. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I know any better.
Let's see. If I was going to pair this with something, it's a tough one. I'm trying to think of like maybe some like fried chicken. Oh, like some good southern fried chicken.
That sounds good.
I think it would go really well. This beer feels like a dessert beer, so it would be something.
It doesn't feel wintry.
No, not at all.
To me, it sounds like it'd be more of a spring or, like you said, fall or spring, something that
fall.
You're gonna...
It feels more fall to me than winter for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, it would. It tastes kind of like peach cobbler, so you know, it makes me think of picnic or like you know, fried chicken, potato salad type.
Nice.
So that's the Shiner Holiday Cheer from Spolzel Brewing. Out of Shiner, Texas. And scene.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the Santa's beard?
Santa's beard? Yes, this is Mike on the East Coast, and I'm going to try Cisco Brewer's Santa's beard. This is from nice. There's my song. Nice. Yeah, that.
Tell me you got songs all through this show.
Songs aplenty.
See now when I hear Cisco, I think video conferencing and networking. Anyway,
yeah. Cisco Brewers are out of Nantucket, Mass. I was waiting
and
for
we're
like
done.
A
sweet.
All right,
cool. Good job, Mike.
I was thinking I was gonna do a thank you, Nantucket, but it just didn't quite work out that way. I don't know why. I had it on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, Cisco Brewers
were
founded
because there's not much to be thankful for in Nantucket, apparently.
Oh. Well, there's at least
now,
one.
If there's
guy
anybody from one Nantucket man listening, leave me some backwash. I dare you.
Yes. Backwash from Beer Coasters.
Yes.
I am the man from Nantucket.
Yes.
Okay. This brewery was founded by Dean and Melissa
that is
Long.
One long beard.
Dean and Melissa Long, speaking of long, founded this brewery in 1997. And they are located, like I said, on Nantucket Island. Their website is www.ciscobrewers.com, and Cisco is spelled C-I-S-C-O. This is their winter warmer.
For sure.
It was virtually impossible to get much information on this beer. The ABV was not available. The IBU was not available. Rate Beer did not have available rating. From what I got for ingredients was nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, honey, and love. That's about it.
Ooh,
nice.
The Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Allstrom brothers have not been sent any of this beer.
I'll tell you what, this must have been an expensive beer if it's got love in it, because Ask Toby. Yeah. Loving is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Certainly is.
It ain't cheap. I tell you that much.
Because you're from Vegas and it's legal there.
You can buy it by the pound in Vegas, right. Can't you? Oh, wow. Yeah. This
will bounce to the end.
Is a red. It's very red. I don't have much head. It's maybe a half a finger. It's dissipating very quickly. On the nose, I'm getting a lot of caramel and a weird kind of mixed fruit aroma. Lots of cinnamon and clove and, yeah, all kinds of fruity, cinnamony aromas. I'm getting like a spicy hop if I try, like... Trying to cut through the fruit and the spices. I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
So just to FYI, are you drinking the 2010 version?
You know what? I'm assuming that I am, because this is I got it at a pretty, you know, reputable place that usually has fresh beers. I don't know for sure. Because I know I saw the 08 and there was a 10. I'm assuming that this is the 10, but it's not listed on the bottom. Just like, you know, trying to find the information on the beer was.
So Beer Advocate does have a 08 rating on
as well, right? On the
08. They have a 10.
On the 10, they have
on
a rating.
On the 10 also. Yeah, it's a B minus. There's only three rating. There's only three ratings on it, though.
So it was a B for the 08 and a B minus for the 10. I think so. I think that's what it is.
No, B plus for the 08 and a B minus for the 10.
Oh, well, then I was wrong on both fronts.
Overall, though, dude, this is a pretty highly rated beer. All of their beers listed on Beer Advocate are all A's and B's.
Yeah. This is more...
B minus is the lowest.
This is very winter warmer-y, minus the warm. There's not a lot of alcohol. I don't know what the alcohol is, so it's kind of hard to say, you know, if it's in here. But I'm getting a lot of the spice and the fruit.
That's weird that they can even get away with selling it without informing you
without saying, yeah.
ABV is.
It's not on the website.
Yeah.
Actually, this beer is not even on their website, period.
Weird.
That's like the Santa's Private Reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, they don't have a ABV on the website or on the bottle, which is crazy.
Yeah. The bitterness, there is really not much bitterness at all. It finishes slightly dry, not nearly as dry as the Private Reserve. But there's so much fruit and spice in this beer. I mean, you can just sit and smell this, and I mean, it's like a potpourri type candle, you know? But not in a bad way. I hate to say that, because these are all kind of spices that you kind of attribute to a winter warmer, you know, the cloves and the cinnamon. And,
right.
And there is some kind of unidentifiable fruity type aromas. Get maybe some molasses in there too, but that doesn't come through in the flavor. It doesn't really have a heavy mouthfeel. If I'm going to pair this with anything, this is a... Yeah, this is definitely a dessert beer. I mean, you could sip this with maybe some holiday cookies or maybe even some apple pie. This might go good with some just old school apple pie with even some vanilla ice cream. Be good with this, I think. Nice. Give it a chance. Check it out. Cisco Brewers Santa's a Beard.
Beard.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Oh, I finally had a good burp and it wasn't even recording.
Oh, darn it. All right, so this is Toby, the host of the show.
Oh.
All right, y'all need to give me some respect here. Yes,
the host with the most, sir.
That's right. I am trying another beer in a box, bitches. This is the third one I've done from this series, and this is the third one in the series. So this is Widmer Brothers. This is their Brothers Reserve series. It's the barrel aged bourbon.
Bourbon.
This is Widmer Brothers out of Portland, Oregon. They've been brewing since 1984. Head brewers and owners Kurt and Rob Widmer. You can find them on the internet, www.widmer.com.
They're on the internet.
I don't know what the style is because it's actually a barrel-aged version of their winter warmer. So I guess it's just a winter warmer. Comes in at 9.4%.
Winter warmers should be barrel-aged.
Huh?
I think all winter warmers should be barrel-aged.
Yeah. Comes in at 9.4% ABV with 40 IBUs. So basically they took their winter seasonal, the burr, and aged it in Kentucky bourbon barrels.
Bourbon.
The hops they used were Alchemy for bittering, and then Simcoe and Cascade. The malts are Two Row Pale, Carapils, Caramel 10L, Caramel 80L, and Dark Chocolate. This is limited release number 3. Came out in September 2010. Ratebeer gave it a 93 out of 100 with a B from the Beer Advocate users. I'm going to open the box.
Did you say you didn't know what the ABV is?
No, it's 9.4. I didn't know what style it was.
Yeah.
What does Beer Advocate have it listed as? They're usually pretty good.
Cracking it.
Oh. Fine then.
So it pours out a very dark golden color. It's reddish. It's very similar to the Santa's here. Private Reserve, except for it's a little more amber. I got about a quarter finger of head. Seems to be dissipating. A little bit of carbonation going on inside there. A little cloudy. On the news. Whoa. Yeah.
All right.
It smells like
we're talking
like sap.
Kentucky bourbon.
It smells like pine tree sap.
That's what I get from Santa's Private Reserve.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has the pine. This isn't as piney as the Private Reserve, but there's this really thickness to it, you know?
And
it reminds me of sap. And that's really it. I mean, there's a little bit of a toastedness to it.
Any kind of vanilla aroma?
Little bit of vanilla. Yeah, I am picking up on that bourbon and the vanilla a little bit.
That oak kind of fools you. It's got that kind of vanilla aroma.
Mm.
Oh, right. That sneaky oak.
Yeah. Taking a sip.
Sip it.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It tastes exactly like it smells. I get
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
It's crazy because the hoppiness and the oakiness and the vanilla, it tastes like exactly what I said, like sap. Not that I'm a big sap taster or eater, but you know, I mean, if you've been around pine trees
totally
or anything like that.
I thought you were part of the National Sap Tasters Organization.
Yeah.
You're not a member?
No.
Dude, that was a requirement to be on the show. What's your problem? No, that's the Sap Coasters show that we're doing next weekend.
It does taste
next week for Sap Coasters.
Very Christmassy. There's some sort of like berry. I keep thinking like holly and Christmas wreaths and tree bark. And it's weird that it's like Mike said, it's like that.
Let's just throw it all in there and make a beer out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's really good. A little thick mouthfeel. It leaves you with a bitter aftertaste. It's not a dry aftertaste. It's a little hoppy bitter aftertaste with that little bit of sweetness, a little bit of vanilla, a toastiness in there too. It's a sipper.
What would you sip it with?
Some sort of a maybe like a bread pudding with raisins in it.
You know who had bread pudding that I used to get a lot when I was in Vegas? Was it the they used to have like bread pudding at the buffet? I
think
it
was
they used to have bread pudding. Yeah. That they used to have bread pudding at the buffet.
I don't want any stalkers.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. Yeah, they had awesome bread pudding. I used to go there just for the bread pudding.
I could see like the egginess and the cinnamon and the raisins and the vanilla and stuff like that. I think could go well with this. So, but yeah, this is definitely a sipper. And real quick, that burr. I don't think I'm trying it on the show, but their winter seasonal burr is top notch. Just to let everybody know.
Sweet.
So yeah, that's the.
How does, just for my own curiosity, how does this compare to the bird?
Nothing compares
to bird.
They're two totally different beers.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to pick up on the similar hops that they used, but with the oakiness and the vanilla and the bourbon and all that in this, it completely changes the beer.
Once beer goes into a barrel, it just never comes back the same. It just never ever comes back to see.
Well, that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why do it?
Exactly. Right. My thoughts exactly.
So they could take a beer, put it in a barrel, and repackage it as a totally different beer.
That's right. Which is what they
done. What they did. That's what they did. So that's the Brothers Reserve number 3. Fall 2010 from the Widmer Brothers, and it's the barrel-aged bourbon.
It puts the beer in the barrel.
It's the treat of the week. Yeah. Chimmy and Coronas says...
Think of a fat dude taking a shower in beer and leaving it in the tub for weeks, then watering it down. That's Keystone.
It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week. It's the treat of the week. Treat, treat. Treat of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Wrapping it up, episode number 82, with some pint ratings. Chris, hit us with your pint ratings.
Fine.
Right in the gut.
So for my pint ratings this week, for the Rogues Santa's Private Reserve.
Rogue Santa's Santa. Privates. See, that's funny stuff right there.
Rogue Santa, yeah.
Torn on this beer.
From Alaska.
Because it seemed to be very... I mean, I drank it all. It seemed to be very drinkable. As I reflect back on it...
Yes.
It's very, very piney. Very piney. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to give it 3.5 pints. It's a very sessionable beer. It goes down really well. It is very bitter, though. It's very bitter. So yeah, 3.5 pints for the Rogue Santa's Private Reserve. And for the Shiner Holiday Cheer. I was pleasantly surprised with this beer. I did not expect to like it. My track record with fruit and nut beers. Okay, I shouldn't say nut beer. Pecan beers, because the hazelnut nectar. Ooh.
Kashi makes beer now. Kashi go brew.
So I was, Blue Diamond I was, makes beer. I was beers? Happy with the Shiner Holiday Cheer. I'm actually. That's a tough one.
Well, here you go.
I'm gonna give it 4 pints.
Look at that.
Even I'm a little shocked by that.
Because it does have it's very pints? Different. It's got pre cans in it.
Think about it.
Not beer like. That sounds weird, but it's like I was telling you, Toby, that this would be a really good beer as an entry beer for somebody, an entry beer into craft beer. Really easy to get somebody in with this. It you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of. Pyramid's Apricot Ale. It's sweet. It's fruity. Okay, yeah. It's very, very accessible. Not very bitter, you know, not what we traditionally expect from a American craft beer. So, but tasty. I really liked it. So, for the Shiner Holiday Cheer.
Cool.
Well, alrighty then.
Let's go, Mike.
For my Rogue Santa's a Private Reserve Ale, I give it a 3.5 as well. I think it was really missing a rich malt character there.
Yeah, that's
really, really
that's what
wanted.
It was for me too. It was really, really bitter. I just wish it would have been balanced a little bit better.
I felt like it needed, more malt, more alcohol. Even it needed to not be so quick and dry. I like the flavors that I got when I took a sip. It's super drinkable. Don't get me wrong. I will drink this beer, and I ain't gonna complain about it. But as far as the rating goes, I gotta give it a 3.5. On the Cisco Brewer's Santa's Beard, I give it a 4.5.
Dang.
This is kind of more of what I expect in the winter warmer. It's minus the alcohol. I think if the alcohol was stepped up a little bit more in this, I would probably give it a 5. It almost has this kind of mold quality to it. Like there's all these spices and stuff kind of added to it, which is okay for this style. I'm all right with this. I like it. It reminds me of, this is definitely a holiday beer. This is no mistaking. You having a 6-pack of these in the summertime. It's just not going to happen. This is more of what the winter styles is to me. So that's what I give it. So there. Take that.
All right. Jeez. Yeah, I'm kind of with you guys on the Rogue Santa's Private Reserve. It reminds me of something that I've had before where it was just lots of piney hops, not a whole lot of body, very drinkable, but I could see somebody who is new to craft beer trying this and just getting like a bitter beer face and not liking it at all because it's just very dry and bitter. But I think I liked it less than you guys. I think I'm going to go with the 3 pints on that one. I don't know what it reminds me of. I know I've had a beer it's exactly like that. And I don't want to say it was the Rogue's Saint Rogue Dry Hop Red. I don't think that's what it was, but
I think that the name is kind of fooling as well, because you think Reserve, you're thinking kind of more like a limited kind of special blend, you know, because you hear like the Reserve series and wines, and you know you're getting it. I apologize, my nose is kind of getting all stuffed up. It happens every last call for the past I don't know how many weeks.
You know, I wonder if it's,
there's something about
Toby. You said that it was
damn you, last call.
That you think that the other beer might have been a Rogue beer too. I wonder if it's their Freedom and what's the other one, and the Revolution hops that they use. I wonder if that's what's doing it. I wonder if that's what's creating the pininess.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
I like a little too much my winter ales.
For the Widmer Barrel Aged Bourbon, this is a very interesting beer. I mean, it's very winter warmer. It's very Christmassy to me. It's a sipper, so I would be careful with it. It would be something nice to have at after Christmas dinner, you know, and share it with a few people. It's tasty. It's hoppy, and it's like, you know.
Hoppy, tasty? What did I say? Tasty and hoppy? Poppy and tasty.
No,
sappy.
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 Just like our show.
I like it. It's tastes like you're in the freaking woods, man. Sweet. Anyway, I'm gonna go with 4 pints. Yeah, these Widmer Brothers Reserve series so far, they're 3 for 3 for me, and this is their third one. So, yeah. You can find them at widmer.com. Our fermentation conversation beer was rogue.com. Also, make sure you check out our Hop Topics link on our website for our Hop Topic this week. Do you guys have any individual shout-outs?
Shiner.com.
CiscoBrewers.com.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod. And we're also on Facebook.
We're on Facebook-y.
Just look for us, Beer Coasters. We become a fan, Beer Coasters Podcast. Pretty cool.
Sweet. And don't forget, you can leave your comments, suggestions, favorite beer bar, etc., etc. You can do that by emailing backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave us audio backwash at 339-BACKWASH, B-A-K-W-A-S-H. That's 339-225-9274.
He is good spellers.
You can also leave... Yeah, you can also leave Backwash on the website.
Yeah, you can check out our wintry website. It is beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and podcast.com.
Don't forget to pick up some Beer Coasters swag at cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. We're going to have some winter wonderland.
If you haven't already picked up your winter Warmerland limited edition clothing, you need to do it.
Yeah. That's cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. And of course, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. If you got a friend that's into craft beer, let them know. And of course, thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Yes.
Thank you.
And as always, visit Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada this week. Not sure what they're tapping last week. I know last week they did the Firestone 14th. I'm not sure what they're doing this week.
Yeah, we usually don't know, unfortunately, because when we record the show, we usually get an Aces and Ales email like the day after we record. So it's a little difficult to try to get out, you know, what's going on for Aces and Ales that week. But we maybe going to try to figure out a way to get more current information on Aces and Ales.
It's not the same every week. Sometimes it's on Mondays, sometimes it's on Wednesdays. Yeah. So they'll have special events where there's a brewer that's there only that weekend, and then they'll, you know, it's pretty cool. So they're pretty active. They've got stuff all the time.
It's a very cool bar. If you're in Vegas, make sure you seek it out and hit it up. Also support your local brewery. Always drink local because local's fresh.
Chris, what do they need to do when they go to Aces and Ales?
Oh, right. Sorry. When you do go to Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada, just tell
them. When you go, because we know you will.
Yeah. Tell them that the Beer Coasters podcast sent you, and you'll get your first pint on the house.
Whoa. That is so nice. Freaking cool. Don't drink and drive, folks. Because that's just dumb. Especially on the holidays where the cops are out, they're ready to pull your ass over. Don't drink and drive, please.
Yes. Absolutely.
Holiday cheers to everybody.
Mactobic Chris's cheers.
Mactobic Chris's cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa, it's like a wind chime up in here.
Peace out.
Cheers, buddy.
Santa's privates smell good.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.